The story behind Giveable, because this song was never supposed to be part of the film or the album. It is only because of Salman sir and the conviction that he had towards the song that it got its due. And even Nikhil sir had heard, he had said it's a good song, but he couldn't just fit it. He was not finding it very easy to fit it into the narrative or somewhere. He was like, he was still a little skeptical. Then when the rights were bought by T-Series, when he heard the album, there was no hero in that five songs which Salman sir sent. So he called up Salman sir and said ki sab gaane achhe hain. Bhushan sir had not heard Mehura Tera. So his favorite at that time was O Khuda. So he called Salman sir and said ki I need one song which has to be our driving main song. I don't find it in all these. And Salman sir said, I have a song but no one is understanding this. You hear it. If you feel it has the potential, please put it, because I feel it has. And they sent it and they heard, and that's when Bhushan Kumar also said, ki, why is this not in the album? And that's how three forces, Nikhil Advani, Bhushan Kumar and Salman Khan, came together on an agreement and called me and said, we are going ahead with this, start recording it. And I recorded the whole song in Arman's voice closer to the release. And then it's like an icing on the cake when Salman Khan decides, ki, chalo, I'll also sing a version. Wow. So he sang it, and he sang it so well that he sung it with so much emotion. He's
amazingly
well. He's reached out with his audience. So that's how his audience comes for Hero.
It made my version even more popular. Yeah.